Chase.
All right, welcome back. It is 8:28.
Well, I guess we're just the far side.
We're just a squad. That's it.
Look, they needed a name. I gave them a name. There it is.
With Air Chase. That's right. Saturday mornings, you'll need a seat, but you'll only use the edge.
I like that. Write that down. I don't think we've lost much chemistry, but
we're only 30 minutes in. I think we're good too.
Welcome back to the show. The phone number, if you choose to use it, if we're able to figure out how to answer it, is 419-240-1055, q1055.com. There's a picture up on the Q105 Facebook page right now. Later on this morning, in about an hour, we'll have Janet Amin, our astrologer, here. We've got some Halloween candy to get to and don't worry, it's not candy corn. And we'll do Facebook Live on the Q105 Facebook page. So follow along that page, if you would. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Philip Taylor's here. Jeffy McGee will join us shortly so we can go through some movies and TV stuff. Basically, everyone has asked one question since June 7th. Why did you guys get fired? We kind of didn't get fired.
Okay, what? Wait, I'm sorry. What? Wait, let him finish. What? I want to hear this, please.
That's only a white person answer. I'm very familiar with firing, and that felt like firing.
That felt like a fire.
Yeah.
They fired D because he was black. They laid me off because I was white and Jewish.
That's okay. Let's not hear that.
You got a
don't
sabbatical.
Go on a quest.
I don't call it a firing because there was no behavioral issues. Mm-hmm. There was no ratings or revenue issues. Fired is you screwed up, and we did not screw up.
Yeah, that's true.
And I tried to share with a lot of my media friends who I communicate with on Twitter and whatnot, who there was seemingly an onslaught of media people who were let go over the summertime. And I'm like, you didn't do anything wrong. This is just, you know, the industry now. This all began long ago, and then I'll jump it forward real fast. The radio company we worked for, iHeartMedia, and basically all radio companies, have, if you look it up, well-documented financial issues. It's some are better than others, but every handful of months, iHeartRadio has to, like, sue to keep themselves out of deeper lawsuits. So there's always a money issue. That was first and foremost. But our demise began last December. And last December of 2016, we initially, as a cumulus, as a Toledo cluster, were part of the Columbus group of radio stations. When we'd have meetings and stuff, and we'd have to hop on phone calls, we would connect with them. And one of my very good friends worked for Columbus and iHeartRadio. The person there is the one who initially got me to Detroit in 2012. So we worked great with them, and I really appreciated their guidance. In December, they reassociated or realigned our Toledo cluster with the people in Detroit, who also oversaw Grand Rapids. So it was the Detroit region. It was Detroit, Toledo, and Grand Rapids. So that was in December. The person that oversees that cluster is the person that fired me from Detroit in December of 2012. If not for that happening, then I wouldn't have been, like, here. Because our old boss, Nathan, called me before I could even get in the door, and Diddy was up in the air and said, "How'd you like to come to Toledo to Kiss FM?" And I'm like, I got fired 15 minutes ago. Apparently, you knew before I was getting fired.
Let this sink in a minute.
So that's how I wound up in Toledo with you guys in the beginning of 13. So again, that person up there let me go. And I knew it was coming because they had to do a lot of cleanup in that building. So I had always had friction with that person, even though that person would text me when I was asleep, "Tigers suck. They don't have any pitching." He would text me these things. So we had a good relationship like that, but a working relationship that began again last December, there was a lot of friction. And he felt the need to imbue his ideas on a very successful radio station, which was ours. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. But immediately, because this is what people in power and control like to do, they like to assert their ideas, even on something that was completely working and successful. And that bothers me. And you guys know that I don't take to that really well. I like my creativity. I like my autonomy. For the most part, we were very much allowed to do what we wanted without a lot of oversight because we were responsible and we delivered. This person didn't care about that. around January or so, do you guys remember in like February of 2015, we used to do calls with Mojo?
Yep.
We did brainstorming things, and he wanted to offer some guidance to the morning, Rush. And I was like, this is awesome. We appreciated sharing ideas and stuff like this. I know Sarah really liked it. Mm-hmm. So then in January, I started bugging this person who I had friction with in my reports I had to send up. Hey, can we get these going again? Can we talk to Mojo like once a month so we can do an idea exchange? Crickets. Nothing but crickets. I'm like, okay, I get it. He's busy. It's a year later. We're all swamped with stuff. February comes around. His show winds up
in Grand Rapids.
In Grand Rapids, where they had had a lot of turnover, successful radio station, but they had had a lot of turnover on the morning show. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It's Michigan, you know, save a little bit of money, whatever. I don't even know who was doing the morning show at that time, but it wasn't as successful as what they needed or what we were.
Mm-hmm.
I continued to ask, can we connect with him to do these idea exchanges? Still crickets. Let me go back to 2013 again briefly, and you guys didn't know this at the
time.
I'm
getting whiplash.
best time travel you'll ever have. Right
when
now,
I first started working with you guys, Mojo called me and said,
"In 13, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay."
And inquired about the availability or possibility of him being able to syndicate his show onto Kiss FM in Toledo. I said, "That's not going to work. I barely know these people, but I do know that this morning show has always been a talk show and local, going back through like Denny and Johnny and like decades." And I think he got that. But he had always wanted to syndicate, and the company never pushed him to syndicate. In fact, he did it himself. He was allowed to do it on his own. He couldn't do like a Ryan Seacrest or an Elvis Duran where they would work on his behalf. He did it himself. So he had always wanted to syndicate. Now he's in Grand Rapids, and Toledo is part of the market. So we've established that there are money issues in the company. He has been eager to syndicate himself, and I had friction with the guy who was overseeing everything overall. All that together, those three causes led to our demise, and I knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when, because there have been things like what they were calling like rolling layoffs in the company.
What is a rolling layoff?
It's a layoff that doesn't stop.
Yeah. So it's Bill's like, momentum.
Yeah, you're like this. Oh my God, you hope it rolls over somebody else, and you're like, okay, maybe it's done. And you're like, oh, look, I got laid off too. Hey.
In inauguration day of 2009, the company fired like 20% of the workforce, and they got a lot of backlash. For one, trying to hide it on inauguration day, and two, for doing it.
I remember that day.
For doing it.
That's when I first got there.
It was crazy. It was like a culling.
Yeah.
It was like 20-25% of the workforce. So since then, obviously more bills have come due, and they've had to slash payroll. And again, we were successful with ratings and revenue. People like the show, obviously. If we had just gone away and weren't any good, people wouldn't have cared. But people have, like, I saw the disappointment in people's faces when people would say, I missed the show. That's part of the reason I started to do these Facebook Lives. So the three key reasons here why the morning comma rush was no more.
There's a good place for that comma right there. Good job.
Money problems with the company, which every radio company experiences, but that one more so than others. Mojo has always wanted to syndicate, and it's a good show. It's a good show for Detroit, but like every person,
it's a good show for Detroit.
Exactly, like, and maybe even for Grand Rapids. But like people have said here, you know, I met somebody from Mama Mary's the other day, my pizza place. Said, look, it's a good show. It's good content, but it's not like, they're not coming down here all the time like you see us everywhere. And I get that there are money struggles all over the country, and this is how some companies have to adapt. But we saw ground level what happens when you take away a good product that people like and replace it with something like that. Mm-hmm. So money
New
troubles.
Coke.
his desire to syndicate, and this guy Tony, who was my boss, who I had absolute friction with, but I also was insulted that he took what I created, which was a very quality product, which is why we never thought of this radio station as competition, because we did such a good job over there, and tried to like override everything I did with massive changes, and I wasn't down for that. So there was friction. I was insulted. So those three reasons pretty much is what got us whacked, and it's unfortunate. Yeah. And I tell people,
so this is all your fault.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
you waited this long to tell us My bad, guys. This was me.
My bad.
That $20 billion debt? Right here.
Right. You know, it's like, it's super funny too, because even till today, like, I also have people come up to me and ask me, what happened to them? What are they doing? What's going on? I'm like, you know, as easy as you can reach out to me or talk to me, like, you can talk to them. Like, they're people. They're not going to bite you tell you anything. No, I'm about talking about you guys. Oh. I'm like, they're people. They're not going to bite you or, like, lie to you or tell you anything that's, like, backwards. But, like, I mean, eventually it will all come out. You just kind of have to be patient because it's not my place to tell somebody else's story.
Dude, it was weird, like, when it all happened and, like, it started to sink into people. Like, I would get, like, back in the day when you would hear, like, crazy people out on the street and you just go, well, that's crazy. I would walk down the sidewalk and somebody would go, what happened to you sucked?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what the? Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, and just yelling at me at random. I never listen to the radio again. And I'm like, well, I assume that's about me or the voice in your head.
I got it as well. There was one time and two things. So we don't belabor this point. Yeah. We just get it at two things. One, like I have said on Facebook all the time, I think it's great that you're not going to listen to that show and you're going to come over to this radio station. I will tell you to support Megan because we care about Megan.
Yeah.
And I miss working with Megan. And she is here and she has a bit of a raw deal and some challenges that she'll manage. So support Megan. But there was one time I got yelled at too. Standing out walking the dogs. Megan, if I'm across the street from the radio station downtown with the dogs. Megan and I are talking about stuff. And some younger guy rolls by, is like, Eric Toledo misses you. And Megan's like, what about me? I'm like, you're still there. Yeah. And the other thing is, I care about everybody in that building. I know that not everybody gets along.
There's one person we don't care for, and let's not front.
Word.
Is he still there?
Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, almost cussed. Yeah, Kevin. Blake and Kevin. I still could kick that dude in the nass with no remorse whatsoever.
Way to throw it back to the 80s.
I hate him so much.
He was the news guy that used to crank up the thermostat and burn us out of the studio. But I care about everybody in that building, and I felt it was awful that those people had to carry out the orders from someone else. So I care about everybody in that building, and I have no ill will towards anyone in that building whatsoever.
Well,
so
one person.
I didn't want to. Yeah. Unless you mess with the thermostat and try to 83 us out of our own studio.
That man, I don't believe his life. So, he shouldn't be real.
Things are good.
I don't believe his life. I don't believe your parents had sex. I don't believe
and then you came out.
I will have him call up here and tell you about his son, the star, whatever. Shut up. Philip got promoted at Apple.
Hey-o.
D's opening up a State Farm insurance agency come the new year. I got to do a TED Talk and meet lots of great people and work with ProMedica. And Cumulus is like, hey, you're kind of sitting on your living room. Why don't you come over here and do that for us? So all things worked out.
Are we going to be doing this every Saturday?
We'll get to that. I don't even know if we're going to be here after 10 o'clock after this stuff. Here's the dump button. All right. We will swing things over to more. There's one sweeper that says TMR, the most radio for.
Did you?
I can still use that, right?
Did you put the comma in there?
No, I can say use TMR.
If you put commas after T and then M.
Jeffy McGee will be by in a couple minutes. Jeff is here, but we'll talk all things fall TV, fall movies. We've got Oscar stuff to get to, a lot to get to with Jeff. He'll fill us in next. It's 8:41. You really don't like Saturday Morning Squad, right?
For now, it's fine.
Okay. Just hit play.
Squad up.
Thanks for joining the squad, the Q105 Saturday Morning Squad.